Zabui Power Authority says it will begin producing active power today. Denying reports that the dam has been shut down. Assistant External and Corporate Affairs Officer of the Authority, Maulifui Kojovia, told Radio Ghana that due to the low levels of water in the dam, the authority stopped generating active power, but the dam was never shut down. According to him, the authority has since been generating reactive power, which helps in the transmission of active power. Mr. Kojovia spoke to Bubu Klinugu.
The Bui Dam has not been shut down. The Bui Dam, as we all know, is a plant that has been designed to actually enable what we call active power and reactive power. The active power is measured in megawatts and the reactive power is measured in megawatts. What this basically means is that we actually don't have enough flows to run the plant to generate megawatts. We can run the plant in a mode called synchronous power mode to generate this. What this reactive power does is that it's actually able to actually boost system voltage. Normally you hear if you talk about system losses when power is being transmitted to come to your homes. Now these losses are taken care of by this reactor.
Tell us, what is the current situation? Does it mean that now you are using reactive power?
Now what it means is that we are generating reactive power to boost the system volts. That means power which is already in the lines from the other generating companies actually pushed to get to their generation without losses in the system. Because system losses has been one of the things that we suffer in the national interconnected system. So by the generation of this megavolt, which we are generating now, this is actually going to help boost the system voltage.
But the question is, why are you generating reactive power and not active power?
We are generating reactive power. We are monitoring our water level. You can't continue to use the water when you know it is going down below a certain margin. So you have to allow the water to actually form up once again. And then we are expecting the rain to set in June, July, and by the end of June, entering July, and we expect more inflows. Then we could actually up the production again.
Is it just a matter of low levels of water in the dam? That is why you have to resort to the reactive power, or you have problems with your machines too?
No, we don't have a problem with the machine. And let me just give you this clarification also. The Bui plant is actually designed to be a peaking plant in the sense that power is supposed to be generated from the period of 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. when there's so much need or demand for power. Everybody is going home to turn on their machines, air conditioners, refrigerators, and all that. Now, in the daytime like this, when we're not supposed to be running, what we actually do is that we get this reactive power, which helps the system voltage. That's why I make the reference to the National Grid Code, and you can find out also.
Tell us, what volume of power do you generate currently?
In terms of the reactive power, we're generating 50 megawatts. This is not measured in megawatts. It's measured in megawatts.
So in other words, you are not generating any active power. You are not adding any amount of power to the active power that we have in the system.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how soon will you begin generating active power?
We are monitoring the reservoir level. So with the rise of the water, we'll come up to the active power. But I can speak to you now on authority that today, the plant should be up generating megawatts as well.
That was the Assistant External and Corporate Affairs Officer of the Bui Power Authority, Maulifui Kojovia, talking to Bubu Klinugu.